The following copyrighted recording is a preview of an audio term from our Lean training system. It is available only at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute it without permission. Hello, my name is Jeff Hajek, and you are listening to Velaction Continuous Improvement's presentation on change management. Let's start with an overview on what change management is. Change management is a fairly large field of study that deals with effectively and efficiently introducing changes into an organization. When changes occur, there are some predictable sequences of events that follow. Understanding this process will help smooth transitions that are associated with continuous improvement. Change has two main components. The first is the individual component. People have their own behavior, values, attitudes, and preferences. Most people have formed these over time and can be reluctant or resistant to changing them. Secondly, there is organizational change. It relates to the collective character of a company or its corporate culture. Organizations become an entity of their own, and over time, the people within it begin to act with their own sets of norms. Change management requires understanding how both an individual and an organization can transform. Obviously, change is much less complicated when the goals of both are in alignment. Let's dive a little deeper now into our discussion about change management. When change is proposed or required, people will often initially go into denial. It may be about whether the change is necessary, whether it will really happen, or if it will personally affect them. Soon after, they will frequently get resistant or even angry. They may not believe the change is warranted, or they may not believe it is actually an improvement. After people move past their resistance, they tend to begin exploring the potential of a change. They will eventually move to acceptance and possibly even become an advocate. Most people move through this process at their own pace. Some leap ahead, skipping steps. Others stay put for extended periods, and some bounce around, but the basic steps are similar. Another change management model used for individual transformation is the ADKAR model, published by Prosci in 1998. Step 1, awareness. Create awareness of the change. 2, desire. Develop a desire in the individual to support the change. 3, knowledge. Create an understanding of what the team needs to do to change. 4, ability. Turn the knowledge into the ability to support the change. 5, reinforce. Follow up to make changes permanent. Understanding and managing changes that will inevitably occur in an organization is a monumental task. In fact, this is a frequent failing of leaders when practicing continuous improvement. In many cases, the failure occurs before the project even starts. Leaders don't communicate the need for change to their teams, or they fail to convince them that the change is necessary. Change management becomes even more challenging when there are contradictory messages. Consider how receptive a team member would be to a change if immediately after hearing an announcement about record profits, a hiring freeze and cost-cutting program were initiated. Regardless of the causality, the continued focus on cost-cutting is what enables the company to continue posting record profits. When people are not convinced of the need, it is hard to get them on board. There is also a natural resistance to change in people. They find comfort in consistency. That is one of the reasons that fast food chains are so popular. People love to have the comfort of knowing what the menu will be, how the place will look, and what the food will taste like. I find that at some of the restaurants that I like, I always look at the menu and still order one of just a few items. Drivers will take the same route to work every day. People will keep the same hairstyle for years. They take comfort in continuity. On occasion, though, people do have to make a change. When they make the decision to change on their own, it is hard enough. A license to this full audio program is available at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute this recording without permission. Thanks for listening, and as always, best wishes on your lean journey.